Harvey Filikoff, a beat reporter for the Panthers, joins us once again. Harv, my man, how you doing?
Pretty good now that I'm back in some warmth where humans could actually go outside.
Yeah, you came to Edmonton in one of the rare cold snaps. It's actually balmy today. Seriously, I'm not even lying. It's like, for us, plus two. So what's that, like 34 or 35 Fahrenheit? Oh, that's pretty good.
I played tennis today. It was a chilly 65.
Yeah, see, exactly. It's tough. It's tough. Now, hey, the Panthers are hot. They're right in the they're a legitimate playoff contender this year.
Well, they were until they left Edmonton. Since they with you guys, Winnipeg beat up on them 8-2, and that was a sixth game of a 2-week road trip. Couldn't be expected. They come home on a 5-game homestand, and boom, the Avalanche falls on their heads, and they lose 4-2. It was really 3-2, empty net of it. It was actually a well-played game, but Colorado deserved it. They really tightened the defense. They had great puck possession.
Have the crowds been increasing in Florida now that the team's more competitive?
Absolutely. Yeah. Over the Christmas break, they had 17,000-plus before game. Of course, it was against Montreal, Toronto, Pittsburgh, and the Rangers. All, you know, a lot of snowbirds down here from those areas. But last night, the Colorado game was a very nice crowd, guys. It wasn't 17, but it was solid. And I'm hoping they could build upon that and their winning streak. They have won. They won 7 and 8 out of 10 before they got to you guys. But, you know, like you said, they're only like 3 points out of a playoff spot with some games in hand on the Bruins and with one of the Rangers.
Now, Roberto Luongo, of course, one of the funnier guys to follow on Twitter, Harvey, in the local Florida area, has he opened up eyes to non-hockey fans just by his personality? Are the Panthers showcasing his personality in the local market?
I'd like the Lions to say yes. A little bit disappointed on their marketing. For instance, they should have had weekend practices at their facility today, open to the public. But they're not. They're practicing at the BB&T Center where it's not open. They should have had some billboards up with Luongo on it. I don't see that as well. I think just waiting for the fans to catch on that it's the only winning team in South Florida, so the attendance will improve. And once that happens, then maybe they'll do more into the community and get Luongo out there. They try to get Montoya out there to the Spanish community because of his Cuban roots, but that really hasn't really taken off yet as well.
The other guy in the future, I'm thinking fans, if they don't know who he is now, is Ekblad. From afar, you know, this kid's been outstanding. How has he looked night in, night out?
He's like an 18-year-old who's playing like 30. He's been in the league for 12 years. Poised with the puck. He has shooting accuracy. He's uncanny. You'll see that at the All-Star Skill Competition in about 8-9 days. He's only one of 6 rookies chosen for that. The kid is a whole pack. He hasn't really shown his tough side yet. There's a lot of 18-year-olds. They don't want to start beating up with men. So, and he leaves that to DeBronson and Thornton when he gets out of the infirmary. So right now, the kid, I think he should be in the top 3 for the Calder Cup for Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see some of my Canadian brethren ranking him as such. It disappoints me, but that's because that Florida, you know, we don't get that. The word doesn't get out yet, I guess we can.
No, right now, I would be surprised if he's not one of the leading candidates, to be completely honest, for the Rookie of the Year. He has had a dynamic season. I know, you know, Philippe Forsberg, you know, Johnny Gaudreau in Calgary will definitely get some votes. But this guy's got 25 points playing 22 minutes a night and is plus 9 as an 18-year-old.
He leads the team in plus minus. He's second in the team in scoring. He leads all rookie defensemen in nearly every category. No, I agree with you. The kid's playing like Nicholas Lidstrom, which is his idol growing up in Windsor near Detroit. He even went number 5 for him, and a lot of people compare it to him already. So, Dale Callan, he's always looking for those big defensemen, could also help the offense and push forward, and this kid is the total package, guys. Callan hit a home run on this one.
Has he been playing predominantly with Brian Campbell every game?
Every game. Started off with Willie Mitchell in training camp. First game, Mitchell coming off that Stanley Cup hangover. He wasn't into it in the exhibition. Ekblad was just starting. So, I don't know, Gallant didn't like it. He switched it right away to Campbell and Ekblad and to Bryanson and Kulikov, and they have clicked. That's why the Panthers defense is on from 29th in the league. They were top 10 all year until this week when they gave up just 5 goals to Calgary and 8 to Winnipeg. So now they're like 15th. Still a major improvement.
Well, you know, their top four defensemen have been together, and they're all playing 22-plus minutes in Campbell and Ekblad and Kulikov and Mitchell. And then you mentioned Gabranson, who's a little bit on the IR. So he's really the number five in Florida. And Dylan Olsen, they're not, like, they've pretty much played the same defense every game.
Yeah, correct you. Gabranson's fine. He missed a couple of days about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Dane O'Brien was the seventh guy. He played about 4 or 5 games. We're good. He got nicked up. And so, right, and Kulikov had a couple of injuries. He was sick. You know, the flu was hitting his team pretty bad last week. But, no, right now, you're right. It's basically had 6 all year. They've been very lucky with injuries, knock on wood, because right now the Panthers are probably the healthiest team in hockey, making up for last year when they were, like, decimated by injuries. So that's a big factor. They do have depth. They got kids like Trocheck, Howden in the minors, Peary on the bench. These kids can score points, and I can't wait till they get in there and start chipping in on the offense.
Harvey Filicott, beat reporter for the Panthers. Orders taking on the Panthers Saturday night. Offense, Harvey, still, of course, the concern. You know, nobody on that team has more than 26 points right now with Nick Bjugstad, who also leads their team with goals with 15. They're a young group of guys, Jimmy Hayes, of course, and, you know, you go down the list. I guess Boys and Bergenheim, Fleischmann, really kind of their veterans. But has Talon given you any insight? Do you think he would try to make a move to acquire some scoring, or is he just going to be patient, and if they miss the playoffs by a few points, he just feels it's part of their development and process?
Dale Talon and patience don't belong in the same sentence. He's definitely looking for more offense. Around the trading deadline, he's going to dangle Upshaw and Fleischmann. I don't think Bergenheim. I think Bergenheim still got some value. Kapaski is a really good penalty killer, but he led the team scoring a few years ago, and now he's finally got his second goal the other day. So he's definitely going to look for offense. Just to correct you, my name is Fialkov, because my wife's sitting next to me, and she doesn't like when it's mispronounced. So it's Fialkov.
Fialkov, my apologies. Is that Russian, Harvey?
It is, yes. The only Russian word I speak is ta and vodka.
So. Oh, well, hey, those are good words. Most people know them. It's kind of a universal word, so that's nice.
True that.
Now, when we had you on, you talked about the lack of marketing from this organization. They've improved on the ice, there's no doubt. Have they improved off the ice as far as making an impact? And outside of just marketing, what else does this organization need to do to attract the attention of people in Florida?
Well, it helps that the Dolphins stink. The Miami Heat aren't sexy anymore without LeBron. They're barely on the playoff cusp. The Marlins are 2 months away. This is the time to grab South Florida. I've been on page 1C of sports more times in the last week and a half than I had all season. So my newspaper is doing their bit. And they are doing a lot of advertising in our newspapers and on radio and some on TV. I just feel like they need more marketing towards the fans. They should really have more fan events at their training facility, especially during homestands. So it's trickling in, guys. And these owners from New York, Viola and Sifu, they are patiently waiting for the team to improve. Because in South Florida, when teams win, fans will come. They will fill those seats.
Harvey, I appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy the nice 65-degree weather.
I hope maybe I'll see you guys in Columbus at the All-Star game.
you'll see a few guys from Edmonton, but it won't be me. Enjoy it and enjoy those jerseys.
All right. Take care, guys.